Hey everyone, so before we get started with this episode, I just want to take a second and thank you for listening to these episodes and supporting the podcast. And if you enjoy this podcast, it would really help us out if you could share it on social media or like write a review, because we want to help out as many people as we can and get to as many people as we can. So again, thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy this episode with Dr. Tommy Martin. You're listening to the Medical School Podcast, a show that inspires medical students, pre-meds, and even residents to maximize their medical education. My name is Danny Sullivan, and I'm sitting down with doctors and future doctors who share their story and advice. All right, welcome back everyone to the Medical School Podcast. I'm your host, Danny Sullivan, and again, in this part two, I have Dr. Tommy Martin. Dr. Martin, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Of course. Thank you for having me again.
So we did this in part one, but in case people didn't listen to part one, can you take a second to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Of course. I'd love to. Well, hello, everyone. As soon-to-be Dr. Danny had said, my name is Tommy Martin. And so I am an intern at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences. I am a MedPeds intern. And if you guys do not know what MedPeds is, check out our last podcast in which we dived into that a little bit. And so I am like I said, an intern, and I run a YouTube channel called MedFit Faith, or you could search it by Tommy Martin, in which I just encourage my listeners to live a balanced lifestyle of medicine, fitness, and faith, and especially throughout the years of medical school and hopefully internship, because that can be very hard to do. I also have an Instagram account in which I encourage the exact same core topics, and my Instagram, if you want to check it out, it is just dr.tommymartin. And then lastly, I have a personal training business in which through my buddies and I just started up. It's called Strong Docs, in which we encourage people to live a lifestyle of fitness and wellness. And so that's a little bit about myself.
So a little bit about me. I start medical school in, I think, less than a month now. And I started this podcast about a month ago because when I was pre-med, I was really inspired by a lot of people's stories, whether that was in, you know, in person or on YouTube or on podcasts and things like that. And so I wanted to have a podcast where I kind of brought everyone together, everyone who has, you know, heavy online influence, and kind of dig deep into their story and then also any advice that they would have. So Dr. Tommy Martin has an amazing story, and so that's why I kind of wanted to have him on this podcast. But this podcast, or this interview, is divided up into three parts. Part one is where we talked about Dr. Martin's story to and through medical school. Part two, this is part two, in which we're going to talk about health and fitness, or maintaining health and fitness in medical school. And then in part three, we're going to focus on study methods and time management. So kind of the first question I have for you, Dr. Martin, is, so let me give you a little background. I have been, so I think it was maybe a couple months ago, maybe a few months ago, you posted something on Instagram where you kind of have like this 12-week workout and nutrition plan. And at that time, I had just gotten done with finals, and I hadn't worked out in, I don't know how long, months. And I just felt terrible. So you said DM me, you know, if you're interested. So I did, and I've actually been using your plan for the last few months, and it's been working amazing. I mean, great. I feel like a lot better, and it's just gotten me in the habit of working out again. Because, like, you know, when I was in high school, I feel like working out and fitness in general was like my number one priority. But when I got serious about school and college, it's like school was my number one priority, and, you know, my health and my fitness was like my last priority, right? But right, like during your schooling, you've really been able to make your health and fitness a top priority as well as your schooling. So what advice would you have to people who are really like struggling to work out consistently, like while they have a busy schedule, for example, being in school?
Yeah, of course. So I have a couple different tips that I would give. And the number one tip I would say, and I want all the listeners to do this, I want you to get a sheet of paper and write this down. And this is going to be your top priorities. And so number one, I want you to put, I am my top priority. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so what I mean by that is that you yourself, in your mindset, in your health is the most important priority, that you cannot let medical school or school trump that. Because if you allow school to become your top priority, then all the things that make you live a healthy lifestyle will deteriorate. And as that deteriorates, in turn, the thing that you let trump you being the top priority, so say school, for instance, that's going to start deteriorating if your health deteriorates. And so you yourself, you need to have great self-esteem. You need to be healthy. You need to have high energy. You need to be eating well. You need to be doing all these things for your personal self so that you could thrive in all the other areas. Because if you do not allow your health and your wellness and your self-esteem to be your top priority, then eventually all those other areas that you're trying to put as number one, those are going to deteriorate as well. So make sure that you know and that you understand that you yourself are your top priority, and all the other things will thrive because of you making sure your top priority is number one. And so that'd be my first piece of advice. Number two would be to learn time management skills. That's extremely important. And so I don't think people understand. They always say there's not enough time in a day, but I can promise you that if you make a schedule, there are 24 hours in a day. And if you use literally all of those hours and make a schedule out of 24 hours, you will see where you are probably losing quite a few hours of your time. You know, you could dedicate an hour or 2 hours a day to make sure that you are working out or running or whatever it is that you like to do. I would say that you could do that. My third tip would be to do what you love. So The number one way to make sure you stay on a diet or on an exercise regimen is to do what you love. Adherence is key, okay? Adherence should be the foundational platform of every designed program. And so with knowing that, you have to make sure that what you love to do is in everything. So you cannot start a diet, say that you love to eat carbs. You cannot start a ketogenic diet and expect to stay on it if you love eating carbs. So why in the world even try? Make sure it's a diet that you could adhere to. And same with the exercise regimen. If you hate to lift weights and yet you start a regimen saying that, okay, I'm going to lift weights every day. Well, your adherence to that is probably going to be very low. And so your goals will not be reached in the terms of fitness and wellness. And so I'd say that tip would be just make sure that you do what you love and do what you love consistently. And, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You finish.
And then I would say this is the last tip I'll give you guys. And I have 1,000 that I could talk about, but I think this is probably one of the most important in what I talk about in every aspect of fitness, medical school, and everything, is that always, always, always focus on your long-term goals. So there's my favorite Bible verse is Romans 8:18, and it says that your current sufferings will not be compared with the glory revealed within. Mm-hmm. And so that goes into everything. So in fitness, your current sufferings of being sore after a workout or sacrificing time to get the workouts in or sacrificing good foods or foods that people would call bad, even though I don't think any foods are bad, but sacrificing those foods to eat healthier options, none of those will compare with how good you feel when you achieve your goals. So quit thinking about the small momentary sacrifices and always focus on your long-term results. And this goes with studying, this goes with absolutely every aspect of your life, that your current struggles will never compare with you reaching your goals.
I think that's great advice. And I think, like I said, like I've been using your workout plan, but I've had to like tailor it to myself. And I think that's what a lot of people should do. You know, like if you get a workout plan from like, you know, bodybuilding.com or something like that, or someone else's diet plan, I think that the key to adhering to it is that you have to change it a little bit in order to fit you, in order to fit your schedule, in order to fit, you know, what you like to eat or what you don't like to eat. You know, if you hate sweet potatoes, don't force yourself to eat sweet potatoes. Find, you know, something else, right?
Right.
So, having said that, can you just give me kind of like an overview of what your workout routine looks like?
Yeah, of course. And so my workout routine is always changing and depending on what my current goals are. Mm-hmm. And so I just transitioned to a new workout routine or a new split. And so I'll give you both of them. So before this, I was doing a lot of marathon training, and with that, it was very taxing. And so my workout, as in lifting weight schedule, was I would lift about 5 days a week. I would have an upper body power day, a lower body power day. I would have an upper body hypertrophy day, a lower body hypertrophy day, and then my fifth day would be an accessory day, meaning I would work on body parts that were lagging, and then that was just time in the gym. And then outside of that, I was running 6 days a week, in which I would only have two hard runs a week, which would be a speed day, which would be, say, 10 400 meter intervals, or my tempo day, that'd be my other hard day, would be where I'm running, say, 8 miles at a tempo pace that is very close to my marathon pace. And then my other 4 days a week of running would be easy days, in which I'm just getting miles in. And so I was running upwards around 60 miles a week and lifting 5 days a week. And so that was what I was doing when I was marathon training. Currently, I transitioned my training because I want to lose a little bit of body fat, because I've went through a span of just eating whatever I wanted, just to kind of take a diet break. And so currently what my routine is I'm doing our 12-week shred program from Strong Docs, which I've went through multiple times. It's a program I designed. And so the first, it's broken up into three phases. And so the first phase is mechanical hypertrophy, which is what I'm doing right now. And it's lifting 6 days a week. And it is split up into, you start off with legs, then you do chest and biceps, and then you do back, abs, and calves, I believe. Then you would go to legs and shoulders, chest and triceps, and then back, abs, and calves again. And so with those, they're split up into different movements with the chest. Not that you could technically do this, but the movements, I would say, chest and back are split up into chest thickness and width and back thickness and width. And so it's a very taxing program. Each workout's about an hour to hour and 15 minutes, mm-hmm. but I've seen incredible results with it in the past.
So it seems like you really plan it out beforehand. And I think that's one of the keys. And we've all done this. We've all gone into the gym and been like, what am I going to do today? And right. then be like, oh, I'll just go on the elliptical for 10 minutes and call it good, right? But it seems like you really have a plan before you go into the gym. You know what you want to accomplish, or you go on a run, you know what you want to accomplish, and you kind of set those mini goals for yourself.
Yeah, for sure. And if anyone is serious about their fitness, they are journaling. Mm-hmm. They do have a plan written out, and they are following it. Because the whole thing, and honestly, this is, again, with everything in life, is that if you want to grow or you want to progress, you have to provide progressive overload. And what that means is that you have to be doing a little bit more than you did the time before you mm-hmm. were in the gym. And so if you didn't write that stuff down, if you're not following a plan, then you have no idea what that is. So you're probably not providing that progressive overload in a way that's beneficial, or not even providing it at all. And I believe that's the same that goes for studying. You know, like if you just try to go off and study for 12 hours when you haven't built up your tolerance to studying for 12 hours, you're not going to make it. So the same with lifting is that you need a program that has been designed to, over the weeks of, say, 12 weeks, provide progressive overload to help your body to adapt to grow to those things. And so I would say it is essential that you have a plan, that you're sticking to it, and that you're recording it.
So now I want to jump kind of from exercise and talk a little bit about nutrition and how you've been able to maintain your nutrition in your schooling. And from what I understand from your videos, at least, is that you're a big fan of meal prepping.
For sure.
Can you talk a little bit about how you go about meal prepping, what goes into each meal, and kind of how you schedule that into your week?
Yeah, of course. And so as I talked about earlier, adherence is number one. So if you cannot eat microwave food, meal prepping may not be the best idea for you. Or if you cannot eat leftovers, meal prepping probably is not a good idea for you. But if you can do those things, then let's talk about meal prepping. And so for me, what I do and why I do this is because I like this food. These are the foods I enjoy, and I could eat the same thing every single day. Now, some people can't do that. I can. And so what I do is every single Sunday, I buy anywhere between 7 to 10 pounds of chicken and a buttload of sweet potatoes, and then also a ton of broccoli. And so what I'll do is I'll cook all the chicken, and I cook it at about 285 in the oven at 285 for 1 hour, either that or I use the grill, which I like much better. And then for the sweet potatoes, I cook a ton of sweet potatoes. I cook those at 425 in the oven for 1 hour and then shut the oven off and let them set for 20 minutes. And that's really gonna help the molasses settle and make the sweet potatoes taste very, very sweet. And then for the broccoli, I boil the broccoli. And of course I use different seasonings for all of these things. And then once I have that packed up, half of it will go in the refrigerator, which I'll eat within 4 days, and half of it will go in the freezer. After about day three, I'll rotate the ones that were in the freezer, move them to the refrigerator, and this is so that I have chicken, sweet potatoes, and broccoli for majority of my lunches and dinners, and then also my snacks throughout the day. If I want, I have that as well, or I can have a protein bar or something that's easily attainable. The only thing I do not meal prep is my breakfast, and that's just because I like to cook it in the morning, but I could very easily do that as well.
So I understand that you recently, and this is crazy, you ran a marathon wearing like a 40-pound vest. Was it 40 pounds? Is that right?
Yeah, so I actually... So I didn't even like running. I used to hate running.
I
thought it was the stupidest thing in the world until my wife, when I met her, she loved running. So I started running with her, and it took about 2 years before I started to enjoy it. And so in the past year, I ran one marathon in which I qualified for Boston. That was my first marathon ever. After that, I decided I want to challenge myself more, and I wanted to run at a similar pace to my wife so we could run together. And so I started training with a 20-pound vest, and so I ran a marathon with a 20-pound vest, and then I wanted to further that, and so I ran a marathon with a 40-pound vest.
Wow, that's incredible. And you were training for that while you were in medical school, I guess, right?
Yes. Yeah, wow. I was in medical school. I was still maintaining my workout regimen with weights, so I was lifting 5 to 6 times a week while training for that. Yeah, and so it was very hard. And I would say a key component to that was, again, like I talked about earlier, is provide progressive overload. And so I made a schedule that was from September until April. And this schedule had it designed to where I would increase in weight each week. And then after 4 weeks, I would decrease weight a little bit, just to deload a little bit, and then start increasing again. And by the time I reached April, I had made it to where I was running about 60 miles a week with that 40-pound vest. And I was able to do this without energy, without any injuries, maintaining my muscle mass. And I was able to run the marathon at, I'd say, a decent pace for wearing 40 pounds.
You might have already said this, but when do you work out during the day? Is it like in the morning or during the evening or somewhere in the middle?
Well, yeah, so I work out twice a day, just about every day. And so I would say I wake up, I do work out usually in the mornings. So I usually get to the gym for 5 a.m. We just received our intern schedule, and so I don't know if that's going to be possible because we have to be at the hospital at 6 every day. And so I'm not sure, and my gym opens at 5, so I may not be able to work out in the morning except for going for runs. But I normally lift weights in the morning at 5 a.m., and then when I get out of work, I go for a run if I'm training for that as well.
Oh, my goodness. All right, now there's no excuses for our listeners. No one can say they're too busy to work out because Dr. Martin worked out twice a day while he was in medical school. So that's awesome. Be sure to follow Dr. Tommy Martin on Instagram. Look at his YouTube videos, which are incredible. And I think that's going to wrap up this part too. Thank you so much, Dr. Martin, for being on the podcast.
Yes, of course. And thank you for all the listeners for supporting Danny and for supporting myself. You know, we love to YouTube and Instagram, but it's not because we want to do it for ourselves, but it's because we do it for you. And so just by you guys tuning in to listen and showing us support, it helps us keep going as well. So thank you guys.
Absolutely. Thank you everyone for listening to this podcast and supporting us. And I just want to let everyone know that we're going to start doing some Q&A sessions in the future episodes. So if you have a question that you really want to ask one of our guests, add us on Instagram at medical.school.podcast. Again, that's medical.school.podcast. And then send your question as a direct message. So thank you everyone, and be sure to tune in for next week's episode.